Hello, my imaginary friends. It's still Saturday, the 2nd of June 2012. SM2N here. I wanted to chip in quickly on the subject, very interesting subject raised by Paul Omani, and McColgan's also chipped into it. So I've been listening interest to what they've both said. And it occurred to me that I wanted to make some observations. Now, McColgan, Mac, was very, very modest about his experience. I mean, sort of belittled it, but you know, he spent five, six years running his own company at the end of his working career, and he seems to have had experience in that area. I've not run my own business as my full income thing going on. I mean, I've got my own business that I set up for the podcasting side of things, but that's by no means my main source of income. So I don't have very much experience. I've only raised about three invoices, and I think in that whole time. But anyway. My main experience I can offer is from a slightly different perspective, I suppose. So I'm a salaried employee, and that's where I get pretty much all my income from. And expenses have always been a problem for me. I end up out of pocket for travel and entertaining, that kind of stuff, and similarly to something that Paul and Mac both said, I got in trouble with my wife for not having enough money coming into the house, the knowledge that there was money that we were owed, and the only thing that was stopping us from having that money in the house, or at least the first thing that was stopping us having the money in the house, was my own inability to submit the forms. So I've got that experience, and I wanted to point out what I thought was an interesting observation there. It's the wife. In Paul's example, in Mac's example, and in my example, it's the wife that points it out. Wives are very good at this sort of thing, aren't they? And that's one of the things I want to talk about. What you're really good at. Because, so the reason I never spent time, or I don't spend the time to do the expenses while I'm at work, is because I'm concentrating on my work. I'm good at my job, and my job isn't as an invoicing person or as an expense writing person. My job is to fix problems in websites and whatnot, in the team, that kind of thing. That's my job. That's what I'm good at. And that's what I feel good when I get that done. When I get that work done, I feel good. So when I get my expenses done, it doesn't make me feel good because it's not my core competency. And likewise, Mac is, really good electrical engineer, no doubt. Paul Omani is awesome, best at the world at building people's reputations, and being a nomadic transmedia. Henry, thank you for breaking that. Transmedia nomadic director. Sorry, I'm in the kitchen making funny noises, in case you're wondering why the acoustics are odd. And Henry's helping me make dinner. So maybe you just want to stick to what you're best at and just concentrate on doing what you're best at, and let someone else who is really good at invoicing and chasing deadlines and all that sort of thing, let them do that bit for you. So in the case of my expenses, the happy ending to that story is that, Jana and I, we discussed, the problem, and the solution was that she would do my expenses for me. So that's a bit lateral thinking. And that works. And that works. So, yeah, there's an observation, maybe of use, maybe completely useless. I do understand that my experience is not the same as yours. Maybe it's just not commercially appropriate. It's okay, Henry, don't put that one in yet. We need to put some more beef in first. Let's put this one over here. Maybe things are different. I'm sure things are different. You've got different experiences and all that stuff. So this is just an observation of maybe a slightly different perspective offered up in all good faith and with love. If it helps, then great. If it doesn't, then don't worry about it. Sorry for wasting your time. Okay. Okay. Take care of yourself. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.